Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In the meantime, I have somebody who I love talking to, the film guy, Brooks Austin. He joins me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Brooks, you've been a busy man, dude. You have been going all over checking out high school football teams. What's stood out to you and what possessed you to drive that many miles?
Yeah, so this is the fourth year I've done this. Pardon the wind. You caught me on an off day. I'm enjoying an off day today playing a little bit of golf.
Heck yeah.
But anyways, I started this about 4 years ago. Covering the University of Georgia like I do. They're going to be in the mix for every great football player that is available, particularly in the state. They're going to scout them. They're going to evaluate them. So I felt like as a person who covers the University of Georgia, it would be a smart idea to do the same thing myself. About 4 years ago, started going to see as many high schools as I humanly possibly could during the month of April and May. This year, saw 35 rosters. And you learn a lot just about the game of football in general. But also players themselves. I find that when I get to watch you practice, I find out who you really are or who you're going to be on every given day leading up to a Saturday, which I find in college is one of the more determining factors in terms of whether or not you're going to be great.
Well, Brooks, just at a high school level, I mean, some players who you think who've stood out to you just in particular, maybe some teams who've stood out to you in particular.
Yeah, 2027 wide receiver out of Lee County, Jaden Upshaw. I think he's going to be a pro. Obviously, the world knows about Tyler Atkinson, the 2026 linebacker out of Grayson High School. I think he's going to be a pro. The kid that I was blown away by is an offensive tackle out of Hayville Charter, Atlanta, the guy by the name of Chris Booker. He's committed to Alabama right now. A lot of colleges went through that I speak to went through that area this year or this spring and were just phenomenal. I just blown away by not only the level of athlete and the caliber of athlete that Chris Booker is, but just the professionalism that he carries himself with at the age of 17. Another Alabama commit, man, Jordan Edmonds out of Sprayberry High School, a 6'3", 195-pound corner that moves uncommonly for someone who is that long and rangy at the corner position. So, a lot sticks out every year when I go out, but those four names are on my board right now to pay attention to over the next several years. And I do mean literally. I've written them in Sharpie on my big board in the studio to kind of keep tabs on over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, this is a state that's immensely talented, and the talent goes all the way down. I watched Lee County play last year against Milton in that semifinal game, and look, those are two teams who are ranked in the top 20 nationally, not just in the state of Georgia, nationally. And Milton was able to do what they did, but that's not the point. The point is there is an incredible amount of talent in the state, and it goes from Gwinnett County all the way up to Dade and everything else, all the way down to Bullock and everything else down in between. So very talented state, and as soon as I saw you were going all over it, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. But one guy in particular who's caught my eye in this 2026 class, pretty easy to catch your eye because he's one of the top players in America, Xavier Griffin. He just decommitted from USC. The Carrollton product. What are you hearing about him, and what could be coming next for him? Is Georgia potentially in his sights?
It was so funny. I was up there at practice last Thursday at 6:30 in the morning. They start at 6:30 in the morning. And it looked like a coach's clinic, man. There were about 75 college football coaches that were there. And at the time, he was still committed to USC. And when you speak to him at that time, you speak to any committed kid nowadays, and they'll talk the talk. You know, I'm locked in, USC Trojans all the way. And you look around, and it was like sharks in the water, dude. I mean, every Power 5 football coach that you can think of was there. If they weren't, they were there the day before, right? I'm talking Florida State, LSU, Miami, Georgia was there the day before. Alabama was there the day before. Texas was in the mix this week and seeing him practice. So it's going to be a who's who in terms of who lands him. But I've heard most connected to him right now are Texas and Alabama for obvious reasons. He is an elite, elite prospect.
No, absolutely. I mean, the last time I was out there at Carrollton, that was the first time I met Lincoln Riley. You know, I mean, like this is a power study, a powerhouse program. And I mean, like they've got an unbelievable level of talent, but the infrastructure that exists in that program is just unbelievable. There's a reason they played in a state championship game last year and sent their quarterback out to go play for Deion Sanders. You know, and they produced a lot of talent, a lot of blue chippers. But one other blue chipper who caught a lot of eyes with some of his comparisons specifically, Jared Curtis. He reaffirms his commitment to Georgia last week. What are the Dogs getting in this guy, and what is the future of this quarterback room with him now in the mix?
Yeah, so I haven't seen him personally, but obviously you watch the tape and you see what everybody else sees. I mean, he is very, very well-deserving of the five-star moniker and the number one overall ranking that he's received on some boards. I know he's fluttering in between QB1 and QB3, wherever ranking service you prefer. It doesn't really matter. He's immensely talented is the word that I've used. I've heard him compared to Matthew Stafford. I check that off. I'm fine with that. 6'4", 225 pounds, great athlete. I would say great, serviceable athlete. He's not going to be out here moving around with his legs in college. He'll extend with his legs. I'm not designing running or quarterback runs for this guy. I want him extending with his legs and using that dynamic arm. It is a one-of-one arm, dude. This is the highest-rated quarterback that Georgia has evaluated in 3 years since Arch Manning.
That's nuts. So
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a guy who you could see potentially taking off and being the guy as soon as his freshman year, or do you still see some development that needs to take place?
So it's tough to I don't like to project that too much because okay. No matter how talented he is, this is a kid that played single A private school football in Tennessee, and you know the state of Georgia single A private school football is pretty decent here. It is not pretty decent everywhere else you go. Everywhere else you go, there's going to be a tremendous level of transition from what you were playing to what we're going to ask you to play in college. So there's a level of transition there. But when it comes to nowadays in the world of college football, look at how the kids' pay structure is going to be set up. It sounds like most of the money that they have promised him in the first 2 years is going to come in that second year. So that would mean they have some type of expectations for him in year two.
Yeah, and that actually has a lot to do with Ryan Puglisi, a guy who's on the roster right now. Gunnar Stockton, a guy who still has eligibility after the season. I mean, like, look, what does that quarterback room specifically look like? Is Puglisi a guy who could potentially be on the outs, or is that even a guy who could potentially play his way into a starting role as soon as this season?
So we're talking about a guy in Curtis that's 6'4", 225, immensely talented, like we said, great thrower of the football, has a level of transition from high school to college that he's going to have to make. I just described Ryan Puglisi as well. So, I mean, I don't like to do the is he out, does this mean Puglisi's going to leave? I'll tell you this about Ryan Puglisi. That dude stares competition in the face. He did it during his recruitment process with them flirting around and loving on Dylan Raiola, even to the point of committing him and having him in the class all the way up until December. There was no blinking, I'm coming to Georgia. I don't care. When I get there, I got to compete anyways type of attitude. I don't think some five-star signing at the University of Georgia is going to automatically mean that Ryan Puglisi is out. That being said, if there is ever a day where Jared Curtis beats him out for the starting job and holds the starting job at hostage, then yeah, I mean, it's modern-day college football. You have to seek employment elsewhere.
Yeah, and that's really the situation. Brooks Austin joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He is the film guy on YouTube. You got to go check him out there. He's got a great podcast. Regular season, off season, doesn't matter. You got to go check it out. He's always got some great nuggets. Plus, he went all over the state to check out what this state produces talent-wise. One guy who's drawn some potential criticism, and it's to some level, I would say, unfair. I don't think it's necessarily fair to criticize a guy for taking the money necessarily, but Jackson Cantwell, he says that he is committing to go play for down there in Miami. And he says it's because of the development. And he said that was the reason and not necessarily the $5 million that he could have reportedly been making down there at Miami. What do you make of this whole situation?
I spoke to somebody at Georgia the other day about this. So here's the deal. Georgia offered him about half as much as Miami did from everything that I have heard. And I don't care who you are. If you're listening to this right now and I told you I'm going to ask you to take 100% pay cut to go play or go take a job somewhere else, you're going to look at me like I'm out of my mind. So I think that was the real situation of it. Georgia offered him about, you know, $1.2 million annually. Miami offered him about 2.5 and guaranteed it annually. By the way, his agent is Drew Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus did not get to be Drew Rosenhaus by taking pay cuts. Y'all are out of your mind.
No, and absolutely not. And look, I'm never going to stand up behind this microphone and criticize somebody for making a decision to make sure that they get themselves paid. That I will never criticize somebody for doing that. It's more just the thought that he says that went down there for development. Yes.
Yeah, the talk, I mean, you can't, even if you're Drew Rosenhaus, you can't tell your client, hey, just go out there and boldface those guys and tell them, hey, I'm taking the money because I'm taking the money. You can't tell a 17-year-old kid to do that. So I think it was more of, hey, go out there, use the talking points, tell them you love Mirabal, who, by the way, Mirabal is a great offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
Cristobal, really, really good at identifying offensive line talent. But other than that, I mean, the rest of it was the reality. They took a bunch of money. Yeah. See, y'all got me leaving clubs on holes behind me because you want to do a radio interview on a Saturday afternoon.
That's it, man. But hey, football never sleeps, dude. Football never sleeps. One other thing. So here, and we're just finishing up here on the WadeFord.com hotline here with Brooks Austin. Josh Pate, our buddy up there in Nashville, he has the Dogs ranked at number 11 and potentially on the outside looking in. ESPN, I think it was Hale who had him on sitting at like 13 or something like that, sitting on the outside looking in. What do you make of kind of the national thought process about the Dogs potentially taking a big step back this season?
So those people will not say it because – I mean, most of those people are doing things that they don't speak poorly on teams. They just give you their opinion, and their opinion speaks poorly on the team, right? Like, Josh Pate's not going to come out and tell you what I'm about to tell you I think Josh Pate did that for. Those people are telling you they don't believe in Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. He ranked DJ Lagway ahead of Gunnar Stockton. That's what he did. And he's not allowed to come out here and say that, and he'll say, you know, no one will. But that's what they're saying. When national teams are ranking Georgia that low this preseason, it's because they do not believe in Gunnar Stockton. And they'll find out whether to be right or to be wrong pretty soon.
Yeah. And ultimately, I think it's all just a very interesting point. But it makes for a very compelling topic, you know? I mean, we're in the middle of May, so you got to find something to talk to or talk about here.
Speaking of compelling, Garrett, my 4-year-old son just saw a turtle on the fairway. So we got to go see about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you go do your thing, man. Keep hitting well, okay, Brooks? Appreciate you giving me a couple minutes, man. All right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man, y'all be good.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.